When was the last time you felt like you had the power to change the world?
I feel like I knew very early on that Occupy Wall Street was going to be something truly magical.
This is Micah White, one of the very first organizers of the protest that became one of the largest in history.
As soon as we put out the idea at Adbusters, we basically sent out an email to our network saying, like, here's this idea, you know, let's occupy Wall Street. Within 24 hours, activists started organizing for it. And I think that that was kind of the moment that I got a flicker, like, this is actually going to work.
Can you imagine what that must have been like? I mean, I remember the mood in the country at the time. The unemployment rate was the highest it had been in years. People were still losing their homes. But the bankers, who had just crashed the economy, were doing okay. Occupy Wall Street was like a match tossed into a tank of gasoline. Plus, this was 2011. It was just months after the Arab Spring swept through the Middle East. It felt like nearly anything was possible.
The truly magical, most magical moment of Occupy Wall Street was when 700 people were arrested on the Brooklyn Bridge. When that happened, it triggered such astronomical growth of Occupy. Within like 24 hours, there was like 1,000 encampments around the world. And I remember like that it was just, the human mind couldn't even conceive what was going to happen next. I think that was the most beautiful moment of Occupy Wall Street, when you saw the power of a global social movement to kind of move faster than anything, you know, that humans have ever created.
Protesters occupied Zuccotti Park for 2 months. The encampment spread to cities all around the world. Hard to believe, but it's now 5 years later. Micah White has had a lot of time to think about the protest he helped create, and he's come to a surprising conclusion.
I think that protest is broken. I think that the idea that Occupy Wall Street was a success, that Black Lives Matter was a victory, that the environmentalist movement is winning, I think these are dangerous ideas because they are untrue. I think instead that we live in a time when protest is broken.
Wow. Protest is broken. Really? I mean, Black Lives Matter has marched and held vigils in cities across the country. Protesters show up at every Donald Trump rally. They'll be outside the Democratic and Republican conventions. Democratic representatives just held a sit-in in Congress. Protest is part of our political landscape. It's part of our political speech. How can it not be working?
I think that activists have been chasing a storyline that says if you do these certain behaviors, then your elected representatives will have to listen to you. I think that we've actually crossed into a time when all forms of protest as we know it are no longer effective in creating social change. Let's take the example of the environmentalist movement. If you ask someone like Greenpeace or 350.org, I'm sure they'll give you 100 victories that they've had in the last 9 months. But if we look at it objectively, we know that the environmentalist movement is failing. We know that we've experienced 7 months of the hottest temperatures on record. We know that the Great Barrier Reef is dying. We know that we're going through mass extinctions. So if we look at the larger picture, obviously environmentalism as we know it, 40 years of environmental activism has failed.